Such an exciting mystery to continuously celebrate in the sequence of mysteries that treasure us in our faith, the Immaculate Conception of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And appropriately, to be celebrated in a time like Advent, about almost halfway to Christmas, or at least it seems that way. We're getting there. And as we look at this, you know, this is probably the favored narrative. Whenever we celebrate some mystery of Mary or commemorate prayers to her, ask for her intercession, we often look to this passage itself, this one that's appropriated to us today from the Gospel of Luke, Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38. And as we look at it once again, it's a fitting question to ask. What is it that makes our Blessed Mother blessed? What is the substance of that blessedness? Is it simply that she became the Mother of God? And that is indeed a blessing. It is a blessing for her to become a Mother of God and to deliver to all, us all, to lend her own flesh that Jesus may take a face and be revealed to us. But this isn't why we call her blessed, at least not nearly why we call her blessed. Nor is it just because she said yes to that opportunity, that she said, yeah, that she said, "Be it done unto me according to your word." These are blessings, to be sure. But there's a greater reason why we look to our mother and say, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." And the reason why we say this is because of Mary's propensity to always say yes. The reason why I bring this up is I think sometimes we can confuse blessedness with privileged. When we look at the Blessed Mother, we don't say, "Oh, privileged were you to possess, you know, our Lord in your womb." It was a privilege, but we don't look to Mary as a privileged kind of icon that we kind of place up on the shelf, something that's, I mean, these graces are indeed incomparable. You can't compare anything to those kinds of blessings. But still, it's not why we call her blessed. And our Lord says so. Our Lord is the one who teaches us why we call her the first of disciples blessed. When we look at something like this, or all the early narratives that surround the Blessed Virgin, we ought to look forward to what Jesus says. In Luke chapter 11, verse 27, you may recall when our Lord was teaching and preaching about the kingdom of God, we don't know who it was, but some woman in the crowd shouted out, "Blessed is the womb that bore you and the breasts that nursed you." And Jesus immediately interrupts, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obediently respond." When we look at the Blessed Mother and we say, "You are blessed," and we are attracted to her blessedness, it's because of her propensity to always say yes. To always say, on a daily basis, "Thy will be done." In other words, Mary was the first of disciples. While she is clean of all sin from the moment she was conceived in her mother's womb, though she is conceived without the stain of sin, it didn't mean she never faced conversion. Always, she was in a state of conversion. Now, that's another expression that, you know, might confuse us at first, thinking conversion is a word that we use from something that's bad to something that's good. No. That's not what the church teaches us. Conversion should be understood in another relative term to it, conversation. Conversion doesn't mean from bad to good, but from good to greater. Though she was full of grace, without stain, by her continuous yes, she became the perfect image, the perfect disciple that we should all hunger to be. She faced conversion on a daily, as we see in the scriptures. Whenever you see that description of her reaction, she pondered all, treasured and pondered all these things within her heart. You can believe that she is experiencing conversion, continuous growth. The Lord doesn't fill us up to our brim and cap us off and put us up on a shelf. He'll fill us up, but then He wants to give more. Just as He says, give me everything you've got, and then give more. He gives everything He has. He fills us up, completely sustains us, and then stretches us again to receive more. Who better to teach us how to say yes every day than our Blessed Mother? That is why we call her blessed. And this is why as the saints have said, especially like Louis de Montfort has said, the swiftest path to our Savior is the Blessed Mother, because there's no greater teacher, there's no greater example than she who first said yes. Let's never forget this, and not forget its potency and the opportunities we have this Advent and the days after to keep saying yes ourselves. We live in a suffering time right now, but a suffering time is richly rewarded with opportunity to say, let it be done. Let it be done to me. Let us ask her for her intercession and cling to the joys that made her blessed to us. Thanks be to God.